Not keeping up with the excess capacity payments would have meant throwing the country back into a new bout of doomsday or power outages. So we had direct COVID-19 expenditures amounting to 12 billion Ghana cedis. We had the banking sector cleanup costs amounting to 25 billion Ghana cedis, and the excess capacity payments amounting to 17 billion Ghana cedis. The Ministry of Finance estimates that the interest payment on just this 54 billion Ghana cedis that was borrowed for these three items is 8.5 billion Ghana cedis annually. And this represents 23% of our annual interest payments of about 37 billion Ghana cedis. So it should be noted, ladies and gentlemen, that without the 54 billion debt for the three exceptional items, the COVID-19, the financial sector cleanup, and the energy sector excess capacity payments, Ghana's debt to GDP would be within the sustainability thresholds of some 68% instead of the 76.6% at the end of 2021. And I say again that if you take out the fiscal impact of this quadruple whammy, Ghana will not be going to the IMF for support because our fiscal and debt and balance of payments outlook would be sustainable. Of the four factors, COVID-19 and the Russia-Ukraine war were external, and the other two, the banking sector cleanup and the excess capacity payments, were the result of policies of the previous government.